Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I mean, I have been traveling a lot.
I think that's like an understatement. You've been living on a plane.
I really have. And I have to say, you know, when people were like, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. And I kind of want to say back, don't. But I don't actually say that. I'm like, I know it's so hard being alone on a plane by yourself, no kids, no husband.
Going to Paris, going to fashion
Paris,
shows.
Going to, but I mean, oh gosh, yes, it's so hard. Anyway, speaking of Paris, you guys, this week's episode, we are quickly advancing into summer. And that's why it's called The Ultimate Summer Guide to Packing, Travel, Fashion, and More. And yes, guess who we have? I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her before I tell you who she is. She has 3 million plus Instagram followers. She is so sought after in the personal lifestyle, taste, fashion trends, parenting advice, beauty tips, tricks, and travel that she's very hard to get. She kind of started her journey from modeling. I'm so excited. Her name is Rocky Barnes, and she's the queen of many things. But most importantly, she is fucking stylish, you guys. She is one of my favorite, and I am not going to say influencer because Emisha and I, we don't love that word. We love content creators. We love storytelling. We love visionaries, and that's what you are. You have incredible tips, incredible hacks, and we are going to do a deep dive into the ultimate guide to summer fashion, packing, and travel. Rocky Barnes, welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
She's a hype girl. She's a very good hype girl.
I know.
Girl.
Seriously,
okay,
that was
so
great.
You guys can't see her. So when you're listening, you need to look her up. She's half Filipino, stunningly hot.
Best your eyebrows.
Best eyebrows.
Just got them
two
laminated.
Babies. I just got mine laminated.
Laminating is like game changing for me.
Who did you use?
I go to Lily McDonald. I'm really bad with the last name, but Lily. She's in Santa Monica.
Chrissy Stryker actually came on Lipstick on the Rim and it was phenomenal.
Well, the smell is not the best.
The smell is not the best, but that's okay.
It's totally worth it.
You're married. You actually work with your husband.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other story.
We're going to ask lots of questions about that.
What is that like?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a journey. Working with your husband is not easy. There's been so many fights, but I feel like it's been about 5 years now where we've been working together consistently. And I feel like we are just getting our groove and we're just getting to the point where we're not wanting to like claw at each other every other day and getting feelings hurt and being unproductive. I think that's the hardest part about working with your husband is that if you're not emotionally in a good place with him, it's really hard to be productive.
Well, tell our listeners what your husband does.
Okay. So, well, when I first met my husband, he was in finance. He worked at EY in New York. He moved to LA. Dropped finance, started a restaurant, and during the R&D of his restaurant business, he kind of started working with me, doing management and taking photography classes and helping me create content and stuff like that. And he's a true Renaissance man. He can literally do anything he puts his mind to, which is one of the things I'm so attracted to him about. And he's an amazing photographer now. So now he does management. He reads all my contracts. He does photography. He's amazing.
And listen, so much goes into it, right? So you are known for your fashion, first and foremost. don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I was definitely the quintessential California bohemian beach girl. I, you know, when Instagram started, I was just out of college in San Diego, living at Wind and Sea Beach. And I think I was quintessentially California. And that was at the time when Instagram was so aspirational and everyone was kind of dreaming of these worlds that they didn't belong to, but had now a little peek into.
What was your biggest break?
This is actually a hilarious story. And I don't know if I've even said this before on any interviews. So kind of prior to me being on social media, I was the girlfriend in the Justin Bieber music video, boyfriend.
No, you were not.
No. Yeah. But it was kind of like before Instagram was even like a big deal. And so that, you would think that's where I would have gotten my big break, right? Like everyone's like, oh, it's because you were the girlfriend in the boyfriend video. And I'm like, actually.
By the way, I love that statement. You were the girlfriend in the boyfriend video.
I know, right? Right? And so, but I have to correct them and say, well, my big jump in social media, which when I say big jump, it's like from 1,000 followers to 3,000 followers. So let's keep that in mind. This was like a really long time ago. But that was a huge jump at the time. It actually came like, I want to say 6 months later, where there was this insane rumor that I died.
No.
I swear to God.
No.
I swear. And it was like me somehow. I have no idea how this happened. There was a photo of me and Justin from the video, and then Justin with like two cancer patients. And they said we all had died. And it went viral on Instagram and Twitter. And it was RIP.
Rocky Barnes?
Yeah. And so I literally died. And
how many phone calls did you get that?
My mother.
Oh my God.
Texted me asking if I was okay. I'm like, I'm responding to your text message. I'm obviously alive and well. But I woke up to like 3,000 followers from 1,000 was like, what the hell happened?
That's amazing. So, I'm going to die tomorrow too.
I mean, but how random is that? And I'm like, that kind of gave me a great kickstart. It wasn't the video
I'm
itself.
Alive.
It was.
And did you always love fashion and trends and kind of being on that pulse?
You know what I did? My mom was a hair and makeup artist in Hollywood when I was growing up. So I wouldn't say like beauty was my first passion. Fashion was by far my first passion because I would spend all my afternoon in the salon waiting for her to be done, literally reading cover to cover Vogue, Elle, Allure, Marie Claire. Those were my Bibles back then. Like I would just spend all day like dreaming about all of these fashions that I'd read about at my mom's hair salon. So that was kind of my intro. And then I would spend all my time, like, you know, I was on a high school budget. I couldn't afford any of the things in the magazine. So I would go to like the flea markets and thrift stores and like try and recreate these outfits based on things that I could buy. And you can, even now I do it, you can go to the flea market and get such quality pieces for like pennies. And you can't go to a store and buy the same thing for like a fraction of the price. So when I was in high school, that was like my shtick.
How have you seen, I mean, you've been a content creator now for 10 plus years. How have you seen it change?
Well, to go back to how I first started, I remember being so stoked that one of the bikini companies were like, we'll send you a free bikini if you take a photo and post it. And I was like, yeah, this is so cool. And being so stoked on that.
You're like, free shit.
Free shit. Yeah. It was insane. And now it's become, you know, this multi-million dollar business. And to be kind of part of that has been a whirlwind. And you kind of have this, I don't know. I think it's come in a very fast way and also in a very slow way. It's been a slow build for me, but I think I've also been on the backside for so long. Like a lot of people are kind of like, it's like overnight success and everything just happened. But, you know, it's been a hustle for a long time.
What was your moment where you were like, okay, I've made it. This is my turning point.
Molly's going to appreciate this. My turning point when I was like, doing social and obviously still modeling. And I was like, I'm not doing e-com anymore. Done with e-com. I made it.
But by the way, you know what? Those are those moments where you're like, you know what? I'm not just going to stand here. I'm not going to just stand here for 12 to 14 hours because it is grueling.
Oh, it's the worst.
And people don't understand. They just think they see you in these beautiful clothes and you know, and yes, you're lucky to be able to wear the clothes, but it is grueling to stand there for 10 to 12 plus hours. where do you get your trends? Like, where is it through Vogue? Is it through Net-a-Porter? Is it through the shows? Is it through your friends? Is it through music? Like, where do you get your inspiration for your content?
Well, I think it's kind of everywhere at this point. I think the shows are always inspirational. And it's funny because you go to the shows and you see these, like, these universal trends that come through. And it's like the collective consciousness, right? All these designers are kind of on the same path, even though they're not like sitting at the dinner table discussing it. And these like collective trends kind of come through every season, which is really fun to see because you kind of know that we're all being
it's
influenced.
It's like an orchestra. It's kind of amazing. It's like you want to know who the conductor is because someone's conducting that somehow.
It's always always a bigger picture thing too. It's like,
I'm always like, do they feed all the different designers? Because they're always kind of always on theme, whether
well,
it be
art
like
always is imitating life. Yeah. I feel like it's always like a life inspiration that everyone sees. Yeah. And then there's like this collective consciousness where you see these trends popping through in all the shows, which is always so fun. I also love seeing everyone at the shows. Like the people watching at Fashion Week and Fashion Month is just like
phenomenal.
And you know what? I love all the Scandi girls, like in Copenhagen.
Oh, they're so great.
Because you would think, you know, they're in this like dreary, dark place and they always have the brightest, most fun fashion. I love it.
Well, they'll take risks, right? And they'll wear it a little bit bigger and a little bit slouchier and a little bit like they'll put a tennis shoe. They'll kind of just, I don't know.
They'll edge it up.
That's what I was going to say.
They also look like the Olsen twin.
Yes.
Which, let's be real, that's like OG in
OG.
Forever and ever. Always.
And like, I was going to ask you that. Who do you go to on social to look at for inspiration? Like whose style? Because that's what I just scroll and I'm like, I like that person's style. And I like, you know, go
how
down
cool
the rabbit hole.
If the Olsons had Instagram.
I know.
I really wish they would. They're just so private, but I feel like they're just so cool. And everything they do is just so cool. So they're always forever inspo. But you know, you could take a photo of them from 20 years ago and it's still
relevant.
Cool.
Still relevant.
It's wild.
Still relevant.
It's wild. But I obviously Instagram is a huge inspiration for me. To be honest, I have yet to find like people that I love on TikTok. I feel like Instagram, there's way more fashion people on Instagram, or at least I haven't found them on TikTok yet. TikTok's more entertaining in like other ways for me, but
it's like mom humor for me.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many different things on it, but I just don't feel like it has the strong fashion. At least it's not giving me as much content as I need in terms of fashion. Like, I can devour a lot in a day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go, people. Summer fashion. What are your fashion must-haves for this summer?
Oh, for summer. Well, I'm obviously a beach girl. We have a pool at our house. I think summertime, we're always trying to go somewhere warm. So, like, resort is just all through summer for me. I live and swim, easy cover-ups. I love a two-piece set. That's been something that I've been wearing for years.
Who are some of your favorite designers? And like, if you wanted that two-piece look?
Well, I would say like more casual and stuff. Like Monday Swimwear does like really good like linen sets that they're really oversized and comfy and casual. I just got a really cute one from Tresse. It's like this Parisian brand. They're kind of like they do cool like silk sets with like checkers, short sleeves. There's so many people doing them right now, but I just feel like they're really easy and effortless.
Talk about that. Like, here's a little hack we're all going to give you. A set makes you look put together.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, for sure. And you don't have to think about it. It's so easy. Yeah. So a set is always kind of my go-to. Sometimes a dress can get fussy. Like, is it the right strap? Does it fit over my suit? Like, a set can just like throw over everything and it works.
What are you looking to buy and incorporate into your wardrobe this summer? Is there anything you have your eye on and you're like, I need to get that for the season?
I feel like I'm curious how like the platform trend's going to like transition into summer. Mm. I feel like it's really fun and I'm waiting for like more summer options to come out. Like those will be from like my girls' nights, obviously not running around with my boys. I have a 3-year-old and like almost 1-year-old and platforms I feel like would be dangerous around them. But
How do you love to dress in LA?
I like to dress up. Like I think I'm at home with my boys so much in sweats and like workout gear that I'm like, I take every opportunity I can to get dressed.
What's your go-to look? Right now, I'm asking this question for a reason. She's in a beautiful pair of jeans. She's in a gorgeous kind of vintage retro. It has
like a dynasty vibe.
It's like a little bit 80s. I love it. She's got a triple Anita Coe necklace happening somewhere.
Lots of layers, right? Lots of layers.
And then just a really chic black kind of, not a tuxedo jacket, but just like, you know,
And a great Gucci bag, I think I saw, right?
Oh, yeah, my Diana.
Is that your go-to kind of like stiletto, kind of like a jean?
I think jeans and like a fancy top are really easy in LA and they kind of work for every occasion.
Is that vintage your top?
No, it's Rouge.
Rouge, okay.
Yeah.
I like
She's
that.
Like a really cute influencer out from Paris and she started her own line and this is one of her pieces.
This episode was brought to you by Array. My team and I love this brand. We always make sure to have Array readily stocked in our kitchen pantry, at the office, at my house, in our bags. We're basically stocked all around. What we love so much about Array, beyond the fact that it really works, and we'll talk about more about that in a second, but we love that Array was founded on a simple principle to help women feel their best. Formulated by naturopathic doctors, they've created 100% natural supplements with real results. Array's product line is comprised of two products, their Bloat and Calm Alchemy capsules to help solve everyday problems that women constantly deal with. I'm sure you're all familiar with the words bloat and anxiety. I mean, I know I am. I want to specifically talk about the Bloat capsules, which I'm a huge fan of. They're a 5 herb-in-1 fruit-based digestive enzyme that targets bloat so you feel relief quickly, addressing all the possible causes of bloating, including heartburn reduction, speeding up the food breakdown process, and gas prevention. I just take 2 to 3 bloat capsules right after eating. It doesn't matter really what I've eaten. It could be pizza. It could be a beautiful kale salad. I often find the healthier food can actually be more bloating, believe it or not. Let's get into the nitty-gritty about the capsules. They're laxative-free, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, filler-free, nut-free, cruelty-free, and most importantly, non-habit-forming. And in terms of ingredients, they're only made with 6 natural ingredients, including bromelain, for help speeding up your food breakdown, ginger root for digestion stimulation, lemon balm and peppermint for gas prevention, dandelion root for liver health, slippery elm for digestive organ protection, and nothing else. Go to Array.com, that's ARRAE.com, and use code LIPSTICK at checkout. You guys are going to get 15% off your purchase on Array.com, ARRAE.com. We've been in a real mom stretch between my birthday, which has turned into a month. What can I say? It was a big one. And Mother's Day, there's been a lot of me time. I'm very appreciative to my husband and my kids and all my friends for giving me so much love and attention. But I'm not here to talk about me today. I'm here to talk about dads. Dads, because we know what's right around the corner. That's right, Father's Day. We still have some time before the big day on June 18th to get organized on all our gift giving to find the perfect present. In my case, I'll be picking something out for Stuber and my dad. Whether he loves the beach, a great barbecue, he really does, indulging in self-care, or somehow trying to combine all of the above, as dads tend to do, it's so easy to tailor your gift hunt to dad's taste with Macy's Gift Finder. You've heard me talk about Macy's Gift Finder before, but it is such a useful tool when it comes to birthdays and holidays and honestly, any gift giving. This is solely what we use. If you already know about dad's signature cologne, favorite workout gear, what he's been eyeing, shop by gift category or shop by gift list. Macy's has unique curated gift lists, like for the grill master, Stuber is not, for the gamer dad and for the sports fanatic, which he is. Plus, they've got this really cool thing. It's called Macy's Style Crew Members Gift Guides, like Thomas and Scott at the VONBKS and Brian Moore at B.Moore0007. They got gift picks curated just for you. And they can help spark ideas for even the dads that say, they don't really don't want anything or need anything. Have you heard that line before? So head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder to make this Father's Day an especially memorable one.
Where's your favorite place to shop? You could pick a city, New York, Paris, where?
Oh, I don't go to Paris enough to shop there, to be honest. But my husband's from New York, and I'm always shopping when I'm in New York. New York has great stuff, and you can walk around. And, like, L.A. is annoying. You have to, like, get in the car and drive, and it's not like everything's in one place. New York, you can just, like, go out the apartment, walk around Soho, and find some really awesome stuff.
I know. We were literally just talking about how You just don't like walk and shop here, even though Melrose Place is now kind of being built out a little bit.
Yeah.
What else is being built out?
I mean, Palisades, you can walk around.
Palisades Village.
I just went there for the first time. How shocking is that?
What are your go-tos online?
That's so hard. So, okay, this is not even a really fair question for me because being in my industry, I get gifted a lot of stuff. So, like, I'm constantly seeing, like, lookbooks and stuff from all the individual designers that I work with. But I would like, I, when I'm going and shopping for stuff that I don't get gifted, usually I'm looking for a specific piece. I'm not like a big browser. I'm more of like a, I need this specific thing and I'm going to go and like hunt for it. So I don't know. Net-a-Porter and like Moda and all those places always have fun stuff. I always check out the trunk shows because those are really fun. But there's also like, I love like 4510. When I go, that's not in LA, but they have one in New York and they have one in Dallas. And it's like very well curated designer stuff, which I like when people do kind of those stores.
That store's in, I think, the new building on the West Side Highway.
Right? It's amazing.
It was like very Corso Como feeling. Yes. That's what it reminded me of.
It is. It's a little less Euro than Corso Como because Corso Como is like a little too Euro sometimes.
Yeah.
And a little bit of an older clientele. I feel like 4510's a little younger.
Yeah, but it's got very cool stuff.
Really cool.
And in terms of your clients, in terms of your love of small designers, who do you love?
Let's see. Let me think.
Lisette makes great sets.
I know that, Brett.
They make really great sets. They have like sleeping sets, casual sets, more dressy sets. It's called Lisette.
Let me think. Also, Reese Wim just sent me some like amazing cover ups that are going to be like, I'm going to a bachelorette party in Cabo that are going to be like really fun. And I'm really excited. Rhode always sends me their dresses, which are really great for spring and summer. I really love those. I think what I always get in stuff.
Any new designers you've seen that you think are going to like be the next big thing?
Oh my God, there's so many. I should have like made a list before I came in. That would have been smart. I'm just like, I'm like mentally like sifting through my closet as we speak right now. I love Kanisa Cashmere. Have you guys checked her out?
No. She's how do you spell it?
C-A-N-E-S-S-A? Kanessa?
Cashmere.
She's from Italy. I actually met her when we were in Capri this summer. And she is like almost kind of like elder statesman-y. Mm-hmm. But she is like a little more like feminine in her designs and like has a little bit of a more like on-trend silhouette. She does like really amazing cashmere that's like summer and winter, kind of year-round cashmere. She just gave me this insanely beautiful like crocheted bralette with these like low-rise cashmere pants. And I'm like, I'm going to wear these like at a festival this summer or like on vacation. They're like very cool.
Beautiful.
Very unique pieces. Yeah.
Now, if you had to tell someone they need to buy something for one investment piece for day, one investment piece for night, what would you say would be like the ultimate that they should invest in?
I think good denim is always the best. Mm-hmm. I'd say my most worn pair of jeans the past year have been my Maison Margiela's, and they have like the slit sides and they're just like an oversized fit, but they still are figure flattering, which is kind of hard. I feel like finding the right oversize where you're not being like engulfed and like completely swallowed up in it is hard. So finding a really good pair, because that's just like so on trend right now and everything just looks good with baggy jeans. You kind of go like small on top and baggier on the bottom. But I think a good pair of denim is always a really good investment.
What about for night?
Or nighttime? It would have to be the blazer.
I agree. I told Michelle, I'm like, get the blazer. Like, you got to get the blazer in like three colors.
And different fits. Like, I have a super oversized. I have like a medium oversized. I have like a tuxedo one, which is really cool for like even going out to like a formal event, throwing like a really cool like tuxedo blazer over is like the perfect, like you stole from your husband.
I'm looking for a short tuxedo one.
Oh,
I know
cute.
It sounds weird.
Blase Milano has a beautiful one. I'll show it to you.
Blase Milano.
They're
my favorite.
Amazing.
I have bought two of them now. I just bought a navy one.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with it. They have like these little smiley faces. Like their buttons are like the smiley face. Okay. They just have details. And I
totally
think that's, what would you say is your favorite brand for blazers? Do you have a go-to?
I've been wearing my Basilica blazer.
I don't know that one. Basilica?
I might be pronouncing it wrong. You know how you like hear things in your head and it's not necessarily. They do like I think they're Ukrainian actually. And they do like really beautiful oversized trenches and blazers. kind of like a Wardrobe NYC, mm-hmm. like really beautiful staple. Mm-hmm.
I love Wardrobe NYC.
Yeah, they do a
and
great
also,
job.
All right, let's switch gears and talk about a little travel because it's summer. Where are you going this summer?
We're going to Italy this summer for a wedding. So we're kind of turning that into our vacation. I feel like we like to do Italy, and we did Italy last summer with the boys. Charlie was 4 months.
Oh, wow. You're brave. And,
yeah, but you know what? I was like, I'm going to do it this summer because now Charlie's about to start walking. Hmm. And I call that the danger zone, like 10 yeah. months to 2 years. So yeah. I think that's the hardest time to travel.
And are you bringing the boys this summer?
No.
No boys. Okay, so it's a real vacation.
Okay, so you're getting ready for what, a four-day event, five-day
well,
event?
Well, this is so my so husband and I are too? Both in the wedding, and it's in a castle outside Rome the first week of July. So I think we're going to go for like a full week. We're going to do like a couple days somewhere else where we're thinking like Portofino or something like that, and then go to the wedding. But we're going to drop the kids with my in-laws in New York. And then go to Italy and then come back.
Okay, so talk to us how you're going to pack. What are you going to wear? What are we thinking? What's our vision?
Well, weddings are fun because you know exactly what you're getting into.
Did you get to pick your dress?
So my girlfriend, Kelsey, is getting married. And one of her best friends, who's also one of my best friends, Victoria Chapman, she owns V Chapman. It's this like really beautiful dress line. So she's custom doing all the bridesmaids' dresses. So that's really nice to know because you know you're going to look good and they're not like, it's going to be a very chic wedding. Like everyone's going to look fabulous. But they're doing the stuff before all the pre-wedding festivities are going to be in Rome. And then the day of will be at this beautiful castle outside Rome. So
your outfits are, I
can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see them.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited. You know how you kind of just start like pulling stuff aside. We have a couple fun trips. My girlfriend's 40th is going to be in Mexico City right before that. And then we have the Bachelorette in Cabo. So I have a lot of, between my husband and I, we have a lot of weekends. Solo weekends with the kids while the other one's away. It'll be really fun though.
All right. So packing tricks and a little bit of hacks. You are known for your packing.
I honestly, especially from the days of modeling, like I used to only do a carry-on. That was like my rule back in the day is like, if it doesn't fit in a carry-on, we're not doing it. I'm really good at whittling it down, but obviously with my job being what it is and constantly having to shoot different looks, like I'm not repeating stuff. So, you know, now I check a bag.
I check like 3 bags. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like I can't decide. And then I've already decided. Then I can't decide. And then
well,
I'm like.
Well, so that's my trick. I style everything out ahead of time. I try on all my outfits. I have them literally styled down to the accessories ahead of time, what shoes, what bag. And then I feel like as you start to go through that packing process, you kind of find the shoe that works with not just one outfit, but 2 outfits. Yeah. And then you start to, you find out your main outfits that you really love, and then you edit them down and you kind of see which ones go well together, which ones transition from day to night really well. But having everything set out that you're going to need and not just like throwing stuff in thinking it might work, because at the end of the day, it won't work. And then you're going to wish you had something else. And it's just, it saves you so much. It's a lot of prep, but it saves you space and time in the long run. I literally do this for my boys as well.
Yeah.
Well, also because I don't necessarily trust anyone else to dress them. And so I like
we share that. We share that theme.
So I literally roll my son's outfits all together with everything, socks and accessories and everything in little outfit clumps in their suitcases. So everyone just like pulls out a roll and it's like their outfits are ready to go.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
Do you use packing cubes?
Yeah, I do for the boys. I don't for myself really.
I've started to use packing cubes for myself when I, not for this trip I didn't because I didn't have time to really, really organize, but I like find that actually saves me with outfits. I pack, like I literally can pack them into.
They do.
I did for Paris was I literally styled everything out in an individual hanging bag. So I knew exactly this is Monday, Tuesday, this is Monday day, this is Monday night. And it really does save a lot of time. And you also feel put together.
Well, you don't get that anxiety. Yeah. Like, I can't tell you, it's been years since I have like the, you go and you walk in your closet, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? Like, no one wants to feel that. Yeah. It's a horrible feeling. I always tell all my moms too, like, especially with young kids like me, where you don't really have that much time, like, I'll style out a bunch of looks and just have them hanging and ready to go. And you're like, oh, I'm going to dinner with my girlfriends. Perfect. This will work. Oh, I have like a daytime meeting. This will work. So it's like you're not stepping into your closet with 10 minutes before you have to be out the door being like, what the hell am I going to wear? And you already have some options that you know are going to work.
And I think even for those people, because I think sometimes you have an eye for it. I like to think that we have an eye for it. But there's a lot of people that go into their closet and don't know how to put outfits together. And I think that there are so many resources now that you can find of someone that'll come to your closet, put those outfits together, style them. Like, and it doesn't have to be like a fancy stylist in New York or LA. I think you can find them like locally everywhere. And
you can find them locally, Macy's.com. You can have, I mean, literally you can Zoom with the person. You can show them what you pick out. There's so many different options. Andrea's lookbook.
Totally. Yeah, there's so many ways to do it. And I think that's like the key too for me is like I have to have at least 10 outfits in my head that I know work. And that's like, I don't feel like I'm panicking. I don't know what to wear.
Yeah, I agree. It's the only way to go, especially when you're busy and running around and don't have time.
Because you walk out the door and you don't feel good. And that's like the worst feeling when you walk out and you're like, ugh, I don't like what I'm wearing. And now I feel gross and I'm not like it can actually like ruin your night.
Totally. I agree with you 100%.
I agree.
I think the biggest part too is, first of all, you have to know your body type.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will try and wear trends that just don't work for their body type.
Will you speak to that?
Yeah,
totally. I think that like everyone obviously has different bodies, bigger boobs, small waist, big butt, whatever. Knowing and accepting your body type, I think, is the number one thing, because you shouldn't just wear something because it looks cute on something else. You have to know if that's going to work on you. Second of all, you have to understand proportions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand proportions, I would say that's like such a high level concept that you should try and understand to be able to like figure out if something looks good. You're like, you're not going to have baggy on top and baggy on the bottom. You know, it's like with makeup. You're not going to do your eyes and your lips.
Totally.
You're going to pick one or the other. So I think figuring out your body type and figuring out proportions and then figuring out how those trends fit into either your body type or those proportions, and kind of putting some thought into it, like mathematically in a weird way, will give you kind of like an understanding of how.
I think that's the key. Like at this point of my life where I'm at right now, like I am not a huge trend person. Like I, maybe a bag or a shoe I can follow the trends with, but like clothing generally, I think you find what works for your body and what looks good on you. And like you can use accessories and certain things to follow trends. But like I'm not going to be wearing like the 90s jeans because they don't look great on me. You know what I mean?
You're 5'4", right?
Yeah. Like it just doesn't work. But it's also like I kind of like the idea of having a defined style. And that's who I am. And that's like what I wear. And it doesn't really shift and change season to season.
I like to think that for me, being on trend and knowing what's happening is just part of my job.
Part of your
but
job.
I think part of the, and I have this debate, you know, with people in my industry. It's like some girls are so fashion forward and like all they do is wear the newest trend, the hottest trend. And I think there's something to say about knowing yourself and being able to adapt those trends to yourself. And not feel like
you're wearing
a fashion
a trend.
Victim.
Totally. Right.
But that's the problem. Like a lot of these like super high fashion girls only wear very specific trends and they're just like walking billboards.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you try and like make it your own.
You have style. And that's the difference. I think a lot of these people follow trends and don't necessarily have style. And I'm not even like thinking of anyone specifically. I just think sometimes people follow trends because that's the thing to do. But finding your own sense of style is almost more important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of obsessed with this brand because they combine everything I love. Meet Enfin, premium award-winning women-made sparkling wines that give back to charities that benefit women. Enfin can be found on the wine list at some of the best restaurants and luxe hotels like St. Regis and the Ritz. Also, Target, Sprouts, Farmers Market, and other fine wine retailers across the country. The brand, it's all about uplifting, supporting, gathering, and building communities of women because when women get together, they make magic happen. It really is true, isn't it? Enfin flagship wines, the Betty, the Cali, represent the very best in modern California winemaking. And by the way, they're sparkling wines not to be confused with champagne. Now let's get into more about both the Betty and the Cali. The Betty, well, it's light, versatile California sparkling white wine crafted in Enfin's signature dry modern fresh brut style. A percentage also of the proceeds from the sales of the Betty, named after Betty White, is donated to Dress for Success. God, I really miss Betty White. Now, the Cali is a 91-point award-winning sparkling rosé that was crafted for rosé all day, all year long. A percentage of sales from the Cali is donated to the Breast Cancer Research Fund. I'm so excited to drink both of these all summer long. I love doing long outdoor dinners, and these will just be the thing I have on hand. Beautifully balanced, brewed in style, never sweet, thoughtfully processed, women-made wines that give back. Is there anything else better? Yes. The bottles are super chic. Go to uf.wine/lipstick. That's uf.wine/lipstick to find Unfemme wines at a retailer near you and get $5 off per bottle. A deal for our podcast insiders. That's uf.wine/lipstick, L-I-P-S-T-I-C-K, to learn more. Restrictions may apply. Please drink responsibly, and you must be older than 21. You guys know I've had my fair share of skin and hair struggles. That's why I'm so excited to talk to you guys today about Jolie. And it's thanks to brands like Jolie that make lipstick on the rim possible. It's truly how we're able to bring you so much amazing content free of charge. Jolie, oh my God, if you haven't jumped on this bandwagon yet, they are seriously blowing up. Jolie is a beauty wellness company focused on purifying the quality of our water for better skin and hair. We all know to filter the water we drink, but why not the water we shower in? Many of our skin and hair issues actually start with our water. Dry skin, acne, damaged hair, eczema, change in hair color, rashes, and even hair loss. The water we shower in is fundamental to the quality of our hair and skin. So that's why Jolie, it's tackling the root cause with the Jolie filtered shower head. You guys, it is a serious game changer. You guys can think about Jolie like your newest beauty tool because it's about to completely enhance and change your life. First of all, it's so easy to install. The water pressure is amazing. The design is sleek and beautiful. It really is your step zero in terms of self-care, especially for those of us who are blonde. Our hair looks great for a few weeks after we get it done. And then honestly, it starts to turn brassy. It starts to be dull. I mean, have you ever noticed that? This is because our water, it's because all the contaminants and the heavy metal buildup, which is the main culprit here. We spend so much time and energy on our hair color and a lot of money. We have to ensure our water is top notch too. We have to get all the stuff out. So we don't want it to ever build up. And that is where Jolie comes in. Get filtered water at www.jolieskinco.com. That's JOLIESKINCO.com. Or follow them at Jolie Skin Co. on Instagram to learn more. I promise you guys, you are going to love this.
Okay, well, let's give the biggest example. I think the biggest upsetting trend right now, especially for our age, is the skinny jeans, right? Like, that's the most upsetting thing I think millennials and our group has heard in a long time. Like, what the hell do you mean skinny jeans are out?
But
like,
I know.
It's a really shitty feeling like everything in your closet isn't going to work anymore and you kind of have to revamp your pant silhouette. Like, that, I think, has been the hardest thing in the past year for me and my friends. You have to, like, completely revamp your pants. No one wants to do that.
Like, no.
Tops are
and
easy,
And also, skinny
whatever.
Jeans look good on some people, and that might just be what works.
But the thing is, I think there's other options to the trend that aren't necessarily skinny jeans and aren't necessarily the giant oversized cargo pants that will work and update your wardrobe without feeling like you're compromising your body type. Like, if you love a skinny jean, I think the split leg is a great compromise. Like, you have the
100% agree.
The split. It's not skinny. It's still form fitting, but it's flattering and it gives you a new silhouette without being the traditional skinny leg.
That's like the jeans I'm wearing right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like obsessed with them.
They're what are they called again? Closed.
Closed is amazing.
I bought my first pair yesterday.
They're over at Platform now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they have a store at Platform.
Are
they near Janessa Leone?
I believe so. They're like right on the outside.
Anyhow, I bought these at Elise Walker yesterday and I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, knowing your body, like you were saying, is probably the most important thing you could do. Even if you don't like it, just knowing, and then you can go from there, right? Like, just knowing your body type, knowing what you can't do and knowing what you can do, and then kind of hitting it down the middle, like you're saying, with a trend. The one thing I think I find myself struggling for, it's like when I go to Cabo or I go somewhere really hot or not so hot, like it's hard when it's either like kind of in the middle because I'm like, do I need the jacket? Do I need the sweater? Mm. Do you always pack a jacket and a sweater?
Always. 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 Yeah. My least favorite thing in the world is to be cold. Especially like in Miami, it's like, what, 80 degrees and 100% humidity. And then you walk into any of these hotels and it's an ice box.
Yeah.
I always have a jacket with me. And you only need to bring one if you're going hot weather and you wear it on the plane. But it's something you can like bring out with you.
You know what I used to rock so great was a scarf.
Oh, yeah.
God, I've got to go back to that.
My girlfriend Ginny had on like the nicest, she's just has such great style. And she had this beautiful Hermes cashmere huge scarf, and it was
chic.
It was this hot pink bandana print.
I love
that. With like a denim on denim simple, and then carrying her like little Kelly bag. I was like, gosh,
so cute.
Got your style down.
Okay, beauty, because everyone does know you also for your beauty, not just your eyebrows. You just got laminated that look absolutely perfect.
Well, honestly, I have Asian brows that go straight down. If you saw the before and after, it's on Lily's Instagram. You should definitely check it out. I feel like lamination was made for my brows.
They're
like,
beautiful.
Mine go straight down and now they go straight up. Like they're like the bushy brows that I never thought I could ever have. And I have them now. It's been life changing.
Okay. What's some of your go-tos? Let's talk with makeup. Let's talk makeup, skincare.
Makeup, skincare. So the first thing, I don't know, you guys probably already know this, but this was like a game changer for me because I have like extremely dry skin. Mm-hmm. So my girl, it's actually a friend of a friend, and she calls it like the re-wet system that she does. And no one told me about this.
Re-wet.
So I don't dry my face anymore. You guys dry your face? I don't dry my face.
No.
You already knew this. No one tells you. I've been to every facialist under the sun. I don't dry my face. So like I double wash and then I just literally let it like be damp. And then I put all my serums on. And then I like brush my teeth, let them soak in. And then I put more water on my face, which essentially is like a essence, like a SK-II or something like that. Re-wetting and then applying moisturizer and your oil.
So you don't take tap water to re-wet it.
No, you just, I do. You can use like an essence if you want, because that's kind of the same thing, right?
But has anybody ever explained why?
Well, because then you're trapping the moisture in, right?
So my kids have eczema and my dermatologist, Dr. Bakshanda, I'm going to quote you one more time. Do not pat them completely dry before you apply
lotion.
It soaks in the lotion way better when it has a little bit of moisture.
It's so simple.
I do on my face. It is never completely dry.
It's so simple. Why does no one tell you that? Literally no one has told me that. And I've been going and getting facials from the best people for years. And I'm always like, my skin's so dry. It completely changed the texture of my face.
That's amazing.
So that's like, that's been game changer for me. And that's in the last like couple of years.
Talk to us about the serums you're using.
Okay. Have you guys been on the NAD train?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just started using like an NAD cream at night. And I also take a supplement for it. And I'm like about to get like IV solution NAD because I heard it's like the craziest mental clarity you can get.
I was doing up until a little while ago the NAD shot every week.
Yeah.
The NAD shot.
Yeah.
I think it's, I'm on that train.
Yeah.
It's oxygenating the blood. So just to really, for people who don't understand NAD, it's called NAD. And basically as we get older, our blood gets a little bit more toxic, right? So it's getting more oxygen to the blood cells is what I'm not a doctor. It's like rejuvenation.
Rejuvenation. I don't know the difference between a retinol and an NAD actually, but like you're obviously not getting IV drips of retinol. That's like a topical solution.
That's topical.
Like an NAD would be more of like a...
NAD is more...
I don't know the
inside,
details on this.
Right?
What brands do it?
NAD do you like?
You know what? I've just been seeing it so, like, because I get all the PR boxes for all the beauty brands. And it's, like, I started hearing about NAD IV. And then my husband's best friend does, like, the supplements. So we started doing the supplements. Mm-hmm. And then I started getting beauty products with it, in the beauty products. So I'm kind of like, this is happening. This is something when it's kind of exciting because it's like a new restorative treatment.
Mm-hmm. The NAD, the IV takes like 4 hours and it's pretty pricey, but people do love it if you want to do like maybe once or twice a year.
Well, that's why I was like, if you can do supplements and like topical, it's like kind of like a nice, probably more realistic approach to it. So I've been using that cream at night. I love You Beauty. They have Yeah, she does amazing stuff.
We love Tina. We love Tina.
Say is always good. Tata Harper. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with the Elemis collagen cleansing balm.
Everybody loves that. I haven't tried it.
So there's like five different cleansing balms from Elemis. And I swear the collagen one is my favorite. I don't know. The scent is different. It doesn't sting my eyes. It's amazing.
And it doesn't dry you out.
Doesn't dry me out because I have really dry skin. So that's like a huge thing for me.
Then you have to be really careful with your retinols.
Oh, yeah. I use them only at night. And I'm like crazy about sunscreen. Because I made the mistake of being in the sun my entire 20s without wearing sunscreen.
Okay. We're gonna help you fix that. Okay, beauty. What about, let's go to color. What's like your favorite tinted moisturizer, foundation, bronzer?
I'm obsessed with the Merit sticks. Have you guys used those? Mm-hmm. Those are like amazing. And they have really great colors. Like for my skin tone especially, they have really beautiful like golden undertones that work with me. It's really hard for me to find like the right color match for me. So those are really, really great. Anything Tom Ford is just like so good.
I love the Tom Ford makeup. I wish he would bring back his cream blushes.
I know. Oh, I am like savoring the sticks, the Soleil stick. I use the cream blush Soleil stick.
Is that what you have on your cheek?
Yeah.
I still have mine.
I still have mine.
It's the orange on the one side. It's like a little corally color. So and then gold bronzy on the other side.
And then I also buy his lip blush.
Yes, we love that.
By like 20 at a time because they sell out.
Yeah.
But then anything Anastasia for the eyebrows, like the brow freeze. So this is like a lamination with a brow freeze on top.
You have to try Christy Stryker's as well. I just got it like 4 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal.
Really?
Freeze. Also, frozen.
Everyone says the Refi one as well. Everyone says that that's amazing.
But the Anastasia one, sick.
It's great.
It's great.
It's really good.
And I got it in the new rose gold.
Ooh.
Now, do you have any hacks for packing beauty when you travel?
I don't know. Makeup is so hard to travel with. It's really annoying.
I always overpack my makeup. I have two big bags.
Mine's consistently packed. Mine's only in a travel thing all the time. So I don't like have like a counter situation.
So this is what I've been doing because I've been traveling lately. Like all my skin, not my color stuff, like my makeup, but just like my skincare. I have it in one. What's the Shea Mitchell one I love?
Oh, the base. Yeah.
Base. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I can see everything. I have to clean it a little bit more because it gets, you know, dirty.
They all do, though. But I don't think there's a way to get around that.
I love it. It's almost like a mini, like, suitcase.
Yeah. My problem is the brushes.
Mm. You know what you can get now? They sell them on Amazon. My sister-in-law got them.
Is it the travel pack?
No. They have these silicone covers that you can buy, and they cover your brushes.
But individually?
No, you can put a bunch of them into one. Okay. It's amazing.
So I bought this thing on Amazon. Because I keep everything packed all the time. So, like, I have a set of stuff in my bathroom. And then I, like, have a travel toiletry bag always packed. Like
I did that for my kids.
Ready to go. Yeah, same.
I have two. I have a kids travel Tylenol, Motrin, thermometer, creams, all of it, SPF. And then I literally have it packed just for sports.
Exactly.
Or traveling.
But I do that for myself, too. Because, like, half of the process is, like, getting all your makeup and beauty stuff. And if you just have like two sets, like I use mine enough where it makes sense for me. Maybe not everyone, like even a day out and about in LA, like, you know, you keep it in your car and you're touching yourself up before your next meeting or whatnot. Like I always have my toiletries and always have my makeup ready to go. But I bought this really great case on Amazon. I couldn't even tell you the name, but it's a soft case that you put all of your brushes in and it zips up. And then you can unzip it and unfold it. And it like stands up like a cup.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
I need
because
to find
then
that.
You keep the brushes separate from your makeup. And then you can stand them up and like use them. It's really, really great. And it was like $8 on Amazon. I'll send you the link.
I love me some Amazon.
Because I just hate my brushes getting like mixed up and everything. It's kind of...
I also don't like my... I feel like I'm always cleaning my brushes.
I'm so bad at cleaning my brushes. I need to do that more.
And it's... You're supposed to clean them every day. Who has time for that?
I also worry they won't dry when I need them.
I know.
I always panic about that. I'm like, great, I'm going to have a wet brush.
That's fair.
You know?
It's a fair concern.
It is.
We always do a little rapid fire here at Lipstick on the Rim. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Flakiness.
What's one beauty product you can't live without?
My Tom Ford lip blush.
Hope he never discontinues it.
I know, right?
Favorite thing about being a mom?
Oh, snuggles.
One thing you'd bring on a deserted island?
My husband. I need him.
Go-to cocktail?
Tequila on the rocks. Is that a cocktail that's more of like a... drink.
What's your favorite tequila?
Well, we're with Casa del Sol.
I love it.
So the 11-11. 11-11.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Biggest indulgence?
Probably French fries and chocolate chip cookies.
Oof. Oh, there you go. That's your. let me just tell you. That's my next question was, what's your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food? Anything savory. Like, I love sushi. I love pasta.
Do you have to work out a lot?
I have a 3-year-old. Do I need to say more? A 3-year-old boy.
What's your superpower?
Being 20 steps ahead of everyone in my family. I think that's a mom superpower.
Your happiest when?
I'm with my babies, right? They're such a mush age right now. It's really fun.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Dream bigger. I hit my dreams a while ago. You know, should have dreamt bigger. I have to make new ones now.
Good.
Well, that's an amazing thing to be able to say.
Yeah. You are amazing. You are a pro. You guys make sure and follow RockyBarnesBlog.com. She's on Instagram at Rocky_Barnes.
I'm on TikTok too.
You're
now.
Going on TikTok too. I haven't even gotten there. Oh, excuse me. No, but you really are. Like, I love your content. Your family is amazing. And you embody, like, I don't know, you can tell you're happy. I mean, it's in a really good way. Your life is full.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
I like to think that you can really have it all. Maybe not all at once, but like in little smidgens, you can have all of it.
You can.
A little bit.
We were just talking about like really giving your children that. Like, my mom and dad were really great about being like, oh, you want to be that? Okay. You want to be an astronaut? Like Brooke said to me the other day, I was working out. He goes, okay, listen, you know, if I had the choice between an MBA, being in the MBA or a PLL player, I just don't know what I'm going to do, you know? And, you know, dead serious, instead of being like, babe, you're probably neither one's going to happen. But
I'm never like, know.
I'm like, listen, when that happens, you can choose. Because might just have to go for the money. I'm like,
well, but again, my son wants to be a trash man right now. So hopefully he evolves past that. I literally wanted to be a fashion designer since like I was like 3. So,
well, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, you are. I mean, you're making your own thing. When are you going to come out with your own line?
Well, I have the Bright Side, but it's kind of on a hiatus right now. So I'm doing a bunch of collabs, which I find to be a little more exciting. Collabs are more fun. They're more like collaborative, and also like, having your own line is a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
A full-time job. Yeah. And I already have a full-time job, so it's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, thank you.
This was awesome.
You guys, I know, so good. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy
you
guys,
Italy. I'll be like
Italy. We're going to be
living vicariously through you.
Watching your stories. You guys, thanks for listening. That's a wrap, I guess. I love having people in person.
I know.
You
know, I love being here.
I just want to give a little shout out to all the listeners. I know we've had some audio problems, especially with LSD. It's very hard. We're doing the best we can. And sometimes, you know, the mics get messed up and the sound gets a little soft or loud. And I just bear with us. We are working through this process. But we love you guys. And it's summer and yay.
I'm ready to get my tan on.
Exactly. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.